3. Hayden. Hayden pulled back on the reins, bringing Zorro to a quick stop at the entrance to the warehouse. The deputies were desperately trying to reach the door through the sudden onslaught of Trife. If he didn't do something, they weren't going to make it. According to his HUD, nearly 200 of the demons had appeared in the building, making their way toward the deputies by any means possible. They tried to flank them on the floor, while also leaping from pallet to pallet. A few even clung to the warehouse rafters, hanging upside down to make their way forward. It was nothing Hayden hadn't seen before. He had spent the last 2 years hunting Trife, clearing out nests and trying to regain some of the land they had taken in the name of humankind. He had been successful, too, turning hundreds of kilometers of land into a safe zone the Trife had yet to penetrate. At least he had thought the Trife hadn't gotten in. But the warehouse was 50 kilometers south of San Isco, too close to home to contain a nest of the demons. How had they managed to stay hidden for so long? He pulled his twin revolvers from their holsters as he slid off Zorro and charged through the permanently open door. He immediately turned left toward the sound of the fighting echoing through the building. "Salino, cut left," Hayden said, coming around the side of one of the stacks. "I'll cover your egress."
"Roger,"
Salino replied. Hayden could see both Salino and Cortez on his HUD, just on the other side of a stack of shingles, their outlines running parallel across his lane. The Trife followed close behind, hissing as they gave chase. One of them lunged at Salino as he crossed the intersection. Hayden didn't hesitate, firing a round that caught the Trife in the shoulder and knocked it away. It hit the floor and rolled, staying down when another round hit it in the chest. Hayden kept shooting, cutting down 7 Trife while emptying the 2 revolvers. He swung back behind cover and quickly reloaded, using speed loaders to drop full cylinders of bullets into the guns. The demons were still coming, closing on the defending deputies. The red outlines on the HUD left Hayden's immediate view a stained blur, the quantity of Trife nearly overwhelming the system's ability to reflect their positions. Hayden turned to follow one of the outlines, getting a glimpse of Cortez a few meters away. The recruit was using his augment to full advantage, throwing hard punches that crushed the bones of the delicate aliens, putting them out of the fight. Hayden's attention shifted to the rafters as a pair of Trife dropped from overhead, reaching out to slash at Cortez with their claws. Hayden adjusted his aim and fired, rounds cutting through their skulls. Cortez stepped out of the way as they crashed into the floor.
"There's too many," Kevitt said, getting closer to Hayden.
"Pause," Hayden agreed.
"We're pulling out. Cortez, let's go."
Cortez started toward Hayden, but then he turned to look down the aisle and froze.
"Mierda," he said, eyes wide with fear.
Hayden's HUD picked up the threat an instant later. Shit was right. The Queen had emerged from the hole and was charging toward them.
"Move!"
Hayden roared. But Cortez stood there, static, terrified.
"Salino, Kevitz, get the hell out of here,"
Hayden said, charging toward the motionless deputy.
"Sheriff, you can't make it,"
Salino replied.
"I'll make it, just go. Keep our escape route as clear as you can and radio HQ for backup."
"Roger."
Trife tried to block Hayden's path, leaping at him from the top of the stacks. He shot them as they came, nearly point blank, the rounds tearing through their flesh and blasting them away. His HUD went wild as a pair of demons tried to tackle him from behind. He spun around, coming down in a crouch and shooting the 2 Trife. Revolvers empty, he holstered the guns with practiced ease and leaped up to race the Queen to Cortez. It looked like the Queen was going to win.
"Cortez!"
he shouted again, desperate to reach the man first. The deputy finally snapped out of it, maybe because his life was about to end. He leveled his gun at the Queen and fired. Hayden couldn't see her yet, but the screaming hiss told him Cortez had only made her more angry. A moment later, a claw the size of Hayden's head slashed out, catching Cortez in the face, cracking his visor, and turning his head aside so violently Hayden could hear the bones of the man's neck snap. Cortez's body was thrown into a pallet of boxes, the top 3 tumbling off into the next aisle over. The man's body came down on top of the boxes, his head twisted grotesquely to one side. Hayden's momentum carried him toward the Queen as she emerged from around the stack.
Screaming almost directly into his face, he stood there staring at a mouthful of long, razor-like teeth. He didn't hesitate, throwing a solid punch toward her face, needing to aim upward to reach it. The queen was nearly three times the size of the other trife, her skin tougher and body more muscular. She took the blow off her cheek, moving with it. Hayden felt the solid contact right before she returned the favor, catching him in the chest with her claws. They dug deep into the hardened plates of the combat armor hidden beneath his shirt, catching on one of the seams and throwing him sideways. He hit a separate group of trife, knocking them over as they softened his fall. They grabbed at him as he pulled himself up, their lesser strength preventing them from piercing his body armor.
"Get out of there, Sheriff!" Salino shouted over the comm. "Bronson's on the way in with the chopper!"
"On it!" Hayden cried out. He wrapped one metal hand around his vulnerable throat, threw the other one up to protect his face, and charged almost blindly toward freedom. He didn't get that far. The queen wasn't about to let him go. Like all Relia, the trife communicated across an organic system called the Collective, which operated much like a computer network. A trife queen here could receive signals from another queen on the other side of the world, sharing information about threats and tactics, and helping one another mutate their genetics to better survive those threats. While the trife in the warehouse were hardly mutated from their original form, the reaction of the queen when she got a better look at him suggested she knew who he was. She also knew how many of her kind he had killed. She screamed and hissed, rushing Hayden. He would have run, but the trife had closed in around him, cornering him. They didn't attack. Not now. The queen wanted him for herself. But they weren't going to let him escape. He braced himself, getting into a fighting stance. The queen swiped at him and he ducked below her claws, then sidestepped her tail as it whipped around at his face. She screamed at him, teeth darting toward his neck. He didn't make the same mistake twice, backing away instead of retaliating. Her other claw slashed at him and he smacked it down.
"Salino, ETA,
he asked, the light on his badge still green. Still connected.
3 minutes, Sheriff.
In the middle of a fight, 3 minutes was an impossibly long time. Too long to try to stall. The queen stood in front of him, rising to her full 3 meter height. Her mouth opened wide, and she screamed in anger, ropes of yellow saliva stringing between her jagged teeth. She came at him again, claws slashing, tail whipping, mouth angling at him as she launched an all-out assault. The queen's tail smacked Hayden and began wrapping around him. He didn't move. Her left hand sailed through the air to slash him in the side. He still didn't move. Her face dropped toward his, mouth open as if she intended to take his head off with one bite, and he still didn't move. Instead, he threw his right arm up and into the queen's mouth, reaching to the back of her throat. She bit down on it, teeth pressing hard into metal at the same time he squeezed his hand into a closed fist. The motion activated the alien metal that coated his augment. It expanded out into a pair of blades that stretched through the back of the queen's mouth and up into her brain. Momentum carried the queen's head down his arm until her face was only centimeters from Hayden's. Black eyes regarded him with shock, the sudden weight of her dying form pressing down on his arm. He stared back at the queen. He didn't hate her. She was only doing what she had been created to do. He hated the ones who'd made her. The Relia Ancients. The Hunger. They had delivered the trife to prepare humankind, to subdue them and keep them weak. Hayden refused to be weak. He grabbed the queen's head with his other hand, holding it as he yanked his arm free. There were indents in it where her teeth had come down, but it was otherwise unharmed. He opened his fist. The Axon liquid metal sank back onto his hand, coating it in a grayish-black sheen. The augment was unique, the only one of its kind. He had paid a high price to earn the prosthetic. Too high a price. The death of a friend was always a price he never wanted to pay. The lesser trife reacted as expected. The loss of their queen confused them, and for the first dozen heartbeats, they stood around him in shock. Then that shock turned to fear, and they hissed and began tripping over one another, fighting to get back to their nest and away from him.
Sheriff, my ATCS is telling me the trifer running, Salino said.
That's right, Hayden replied. The queen is dead.
The deputy laughed.
You killed the queen?
It was her or me. It's nothing to celebrate. We lost two good deputies today.
Pause that, Salino replied, voice dropping as the excitement washed away. Hayden reached up and tapped his badge.
Bronson, do you copy?
I copy, Sheriff,
the chopper pilot replied.
I'm en route to your position for emergency evac, ETA, 2 minutes.
Copy that. Cancel the evac. The threat is neutralized.
Sheriff?
Head back to HQ and pick up some explosives. We've got a nest to burn.
Roger, Sheriff. I'm reversing course now. Updated ETA, 15 minutes.
Pause that. Sheriff out.
Hayden tapped the badge to disconnect before glancing back at the fleeing trife. It didn't matter if they were running. If he let them maintain the nest, they would pick a new queen from among the group, form a mate ball, and transfer the genetic material to the chosen one to make it bigger, stronger, and able to reproduce. In other words, the nest had to be destroyed. The real question was, where had it come from? This area had been clear for over a year and was well within the safe zone. Had the trife actually tunneled in from somewhere else? He tapped his badge again.
Bronson, this is Sheriff Duke.
I copy, Sheriff, Bronson replied.
Bring the Rangers and 3 plasma rifles back with you.
Roger. What are you thinking, Sheriff?
Something about this isn't sitting right. I want to dig a little deeper before we destroy the evidence.
Roger. If you don't mind me saying, Sheriff, when you have a feeling, that usually means bad things are about to happen.
I'm bound to be wrong sometime, Hayden replied. Let's hope today's the day.